California. This is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brett Napier on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, it is always phenomenal to be in here for Romy as he is in the basement. He'll be back a week from Monday, and I got the boys off their little hiatus. I got Alvin. Sorry, Alvin. Alvin's got to work today and tomorrow. He'll be gone next week, but that's okay. It's always good to come down to SoCal and see Alvin. You know, I live up in the Sacramento area, and the fires are so bad in that part of the state. You feel for all of those people, but just getting off the airplane down here last night, it was like you don't normally go to Southern California for clean air in the middle of the summertime, but boy, oh boy, what a difference. And so, you think about what those people are going through, and it is awful. But I can tell you, Northern California, it is not a place that you want to be right now. Hey, looking forward to being here for not only 3 hours today, but 3 hours tomorrow. And yeah, we're going to talk about the Urban Meyer situation. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports is going to come on with me in the second segment of this first hour. And we're going to try to break down what we know and what we don't know about Urban Meyer. Because do you know what happened? Do you know what the facts are? We are so quick to rush to judgment now in our society. We just went through this in my neck of the woods up in Northern California with Reuben Foster and the 49ers. Now, listen, I think I speak, and I think I'm speaking for you. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what's factual. I don't know what's rumors. I don't know what is being, you know, built up through the media. I don't know. All right. That's why I would love to be able to sit here and wait for a couple of days before we kill this guy, or we say, oh, well, gee, that's OK. Well, that's not OK. Can we just wait for the facts to come out, please? You know, again, I go back to Reuben Foster with the 49ers. He got drugged through the mud. He and again, I'm not saying Reuben Foster's an angel. He's had some issues that the 49ers were well aware of when they drafted him. But the domestic violence accusations were completely false. They were made up. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, but I'm just saying, can we at least wait a couple of days for the facts to come out? So Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, he wrote a column last night. I loved it because he did talk about Urban Meyer's judgment or lack thereof. So we're going to talk with Dan Wetzel. He's going to be coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes from now. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Hour number two, Eric Burns. Big fan of the jungle, big fan of Jim's, former MLB player, MLB Network. Have you been following what Burnsy's doing? If not, you really should, because what Eric Burns is doing is unbelievable. He's basically doing a try across America. It began with a 7-mile swim from San Francisco to Oakland. He's currently on his bike riding to Chicago. And when he gets to Chicago, he's going to run to New York and finish at Yankee Stadium. Now, why is he doing this? He's doing it to prove a point. He's doing it to raise money. And if you go to letthemplayfoundation.org, you'll be able to see what it's all about. And I'm going to have Burnsy on at 10 o'clock. Now, Burnsy is literally in the middle of his trek across America. So I am crossing my fingers that we have good cell reception, because he is going literally in and out of areas that are in the middle of nowhere. All right, so Burnsy's going to come in. He said before he left, he goes, hey, you know what? 97% of schools have cut everyday physical education. Now, think about that for a minute. 97% of schools. 70% of kids do zero activity after school. 70% of kids. Because he said 7 hours a day, they are in front of a screen, whether it's a computer screen, whether it's a TV, whatever the case may be. So Burnsy went into McCovey Cove, behind AT&T Park, to start his race across America. Now, could you try? Now, think about this. I want you to visualize jumping in to the San Francisco Bay behind the right field at AT&T Park, McCovey Cove, and you're going to swim across the San Francisco Bay. And there have been known to, many sharks have been in those waters over the years, and you're going to swim 7 miles. In the current of the San Francisco Bay to Oakland. And then you're going to get to Oakland and you're, oh yeah, we're going to get on our bike and we're going to ride our bike to Chicago. And you know what? When we get to Chicago, I'm going to put on my running shoes I'm going to run from Chicago to Yankee Stadium. So we're going to talk with Bernsie coming up at the start of hour number two. Herm Edwards, the head coach of Arizona State, is going to join us at the top of hour number three. And then we'll get into some training camp news with Charles Davis from the NFL Network and Fox Sports. Speaking of the NFL, I'm sure you heard about Earl Thomas, all right? The pretty much lone member remaining of the Legion of Boom. He came out with an edict that said, hey, sign me or trade me. He's holding out. Earl Thomas has given the Seattle Seahawks a message. Either sign me or trade me. Now, his situation's a little bit different. We just heard on our sports update the owner of the New York Giants, John Mara, talking about Odell Beckham. And John Mara has been pretty open about, hey, you know what? The first thing we need from Odell, we need participation in the offseason. He's done all of that. We need him in training camp. He's doing that. He's doing everything that the Giants want him to do as he looks for a contract extension. All right, now go to Oakland and Khalil Mack. And the general manager of the Oakland Raiders, Reggie McKenzie, has said, we do not negotiate with players that are under contract that do not report to work. Now, Khalil Mack is, without question, the Raiders' best defensive player. We get that. But he's not in camp. And last year, the Raiders' outstanding left tackle, Donald Penn, thought he was going to play hardball because he wanted a new deal. And you know that he held out 26 days, and then he got to camp. And after the first regular season game, the Raiders took care of him and gave him a deal. Now, Reggie McKenzie, the general manager of Oakland, he is on record as saying, we are not going to negotiate with Khalil Mack if he does not report. Now, I want to know what side of the fence you come down here, because I'm going to tell you where I'm at. I'm 100% behind the Raiders. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He's in violation of his contract. The Raiders have not said they're not going to pay Khalil Mack. They have said, we will start our talks when you show up for work. You have a contract. You're not showing up for work. Come to work. So I don't know what's going to happen here. I know that Khalil Mack's agent has a history of this in terms of, you know, having all the leverage or thinking that he has the leverage. And maybe he does, because I can't imagine the Raiders being any better than they were last year without one of the best defensive players on the field. But I also see it from Reggie McKenzie's point of view. I mean, Odell Beckham's doing what he has to do to get a new deal. Odell Beckham is doing everything that the Giants have asked. And I believe there's no doubt that before training camp is over, Odell Beckham will have a new deal. Now, you could make the argument he doesn't deserve a new deal, but that's for another discussion. I might tend to agree with that. I might, if I'm the Giants, wait one more year if I could before I have to give him a contract extension. But that's the point is, he has showed up for work and he is there, and Khalil Mack has not. So as we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, I want to throw that out to you, all right? Because I want you to tell me what side of the fence you're at in this day and age of our athletes and our teams, all right? Who's got the leverage? Do the players have the leverage? Does Khalil Mack have the leverage here because he's the best player on the defense for the Oakland Raiders? Or does Reggie McKenzie, because he's already put his foot in the ground and he did it last year with Donald Penn? So as we move along, 800-636-8686. You can email the show, Rome at haveittake.com. You can follow Jim, of course, on Twitter at Jim Rome. You can follow me on Twitter at Grant Napier Show. That's N-A-P-E-A-R. All right, something else I want to get into today. So we just heard on our sports update, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, all right? They are rumored to be very close of that, we think, $10 million winner-take-all at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. I'm okay with that. Now, here's what I don't understand. We're hearing rumors that it's going to be on either Thanksgiving weekend, the Friday or Saturday. Isn't that college football rivalry weekend? That Friday and Saturday? Isn't Thanksgiving weekend for us in the sports world all about college football? Are people really going to watch Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson play 18 holes of golf for $10 million if they're going head-to-head against the rivalry? And you know, if Auburn's playing Alabama, or if Ohio State's playing Michigan, or these other rivalry games, I mean, is this really a good idea to do it on Thanksgiving weekend. And something I want to ask, do we really want to see Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson at this stage in their careers have a made-for-TV golf match for $10 million? Are you going to watch that on Thanksgiving weekend? You know what? I would probably tune in for a hole or two. But I'm not watching that over a big-time college football game on that Friday or Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. I don't get that. I really don't. So we're going to go over all of these things. I'm in today. I'm in tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, we're radio only. We'll only be on CBS Sports Radio tomorrow as we are not simulcast. But obviously today, CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports Network. And as I said, we got to get into this Urban Meyer story. Hey, I don't know what the real story is any more than you do. What I do know is in 2018, this is a whole new ballgame than it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And you and I both know that our takes as it relates to any domestic violence, and this is a good thing, all right? This is a good thing, changed with Ray Rice. Because that's when we as a society, particularly in sports, I really believe this, started to look at these acts of aggression and violence and crime differently. And that's a good thing, okay? There are no negatives there. The negatives that I see with all of this, and I'm not, when I say all of this, I'm not just talking about this incident. We rush to judgment way too quickly. Can we please just wait until we get some facts? And we will. There are no secrets anymore in our society. If you're lying, you're going to get caught. If you're doing something wrong, you're going to get caught. We're going to find out about it. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But you're going to get caught. We, the public, are going to find out about it. There are no secrets anymore. And I just wish that everyone at Ohio State, Urban Meyer, the athletic director, and everyone else, come out, just have a big press conference. Just tell us everything. Really. Just come out and tell us what happened. What's the deal? And if you're Urban Meyer and you aired about 2015, you better come out and come clean. Because we're going to find out one way or the other. All right, when we come back, Dan Wetzel, he's going to join us from Yahoo Sports as Grant Napier is in the jungle for Jim Rome right here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat more than cold can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. Hey, you always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. Free if it needs replacing. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, go to O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices, every day.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Here on the Jim Rome Show, Grant Napier in the jungle, not only today, but tomorrow as well. Of course, the big news has to do with Urban Meyer and Ohio State and what we know and what we don't know. And here to help us out with that is Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Dan, it's Grant Napier. Thanks for coming on the Jim Rome Show. I read with interest your story of about 24 hours ago, Yahoo Sports, and the headline said, if Urban Meyer knew about Ohio State coach's alleged domestic violence and did nothing, he deserves to be fired. Dan, what do we know and what do we not know right now?
We don't know fully what Urban Meyer knew, let alone what he did, if he knew anything, or if he did it, or if, you know, if there's anything done. So what we have here is a 2015 domestic abuse case, an allegation that Zach Smith, his wide receiver coach, strangled and threw against the wall his wife, Courtney Smith. And late last month, Zach Smith violated a protective order that Courtney, now his ex-wife, had put on him. And that's what caused him to get fired by Ohio State. So the question came, why didn't you know about, why was he allowed to stick around after 2015? And last week, Urban Meyer said, I'd never had a conversation about that. He just said, basically said, I didn't know anything about 2015. What we found out yesterday was text messages and pictures that were sent between Courtney Smith and Shelly Meyer, his wife. And so, and Shelly Meyer taking great concern with it, trying to counsel her, saying that Zach Smith, you know, scares me, things like that, not just sort of a random, she clearly responded. So clearly Shelly Smith knew about it and knew the severity of the pictures and was taking it seriously. So are we to believe that Shelly Smith never spoke to Urban about it, never told Urban? And that's, I think, where we have the, you know, the plausibility of would over the last 3 years, Shelly Smith never mention it to Urban Meyer? Did he know at all? And if he did know, what did he do? Did he pass it up the chain, the command? Did he investigate it himself? Did he turn it over to Title IX? None of those things have been answered yet. The university put him on paid leave and are going to start an investigation. We should find out today whether that's going to be an internal investigation or they're bringing in an outside firm to do it. So there's a lot of things we don't know. The questions that are being asked are not really good ones for Urban Meyer, because it's hard to figure out how you answer these things in a way that make him look good in this situation.
We're talking with Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wetzel. In your story that you put out on Yahoo Sports yesterday, you talked about Urban Meyer's judgment. Can you expand on that?
His judgment?
Yeah, you were talking about his judgment or lack thereof in your story. For the folks that did not read your column, his judgment is definitely coming into question. And the flip side of that is this going to end up costing him his job if these allegations are true, which would not only talk about his judgment, but you also made reference to what happened at Florida with dozens of players getting arrested. Does that factor into this at all as we talk about Urban Meyer, Dan?
Well, I think in the public it does. I don't know about with Ohio State, because they've already, you know, they hired him and they were happy with him. I mean, no one here at Ohio State cared what happened at Florida. And you know, Urban was trying to run a different program than he did then. I think the judgment comes into case on why you keep a guy like Zach Smith around. Now, Zach Smith is the grandson of Earl Bruce, the former Ohio State coach who gave Urban Meyer his big break, first big break in coaching as an assistant, and was really a mentor to Urban. Zach Smith was a walk-on for Urban at Bowling Green, and he worked for him at the University of Florida. But in 2009, Zach Smith was arrested for domestic abuse of Courtney Smith. Now, Courtney eventually dropped the charges. Urban and Shelly Meyer said, well, they were a young couple. We mentored them. We met with them. We tried to get them help. We tried to work through this relationship. I think the judgment is, why do you give a second chance for that guy? Why do you then hire him again at Ohio State? And if you heard about another incident of domestic abuse, let alone saw any of those pictures of how violent and the bruises and all of that on Courtney Smith, why would you keep this guy around? I mean, this is not Urban Meyer who's abusing anybody. Mm-hmm. He's really just going lenient on an assistant coach. And, you know, there are thousands of people who could be the wide receiver coach at Ohio State who do not beat women, who are not accused of beating women, who are organized and just do their job. I mean, this is a great opportunity to work for Urban Meyer. And so coaches all over the country would crawl for this job. Why do you stick with a guy like that? I think it's that lack of judgment, no matter where we're at. This is why he's in this predicament. Whether he keeps his job, loses his job, this is certainly not a fun week for Urban Meyer. And the fact he stuck with Zach Smith for so long, is probably his biggest judgment failure. Because if he just cut him loose after Florida, didn't hire him at Ohio State, this isn't a problem. He's preparing to try to win the national championship this year, and he's probably trying to win the national championship the next 10 years at Ohio State.
That's a great point. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. A few moments ago, you said we will probably learn today whether it's an internal investigation or an independent investigation. Don't you believe that people want an independent investigation? Do you think Ohio State will err if they try to do this investigation internally?
Yeah, I think it should be an external investigation for sure, and an independent investigation, hire the right law firm. We just got no details on it last night. The university has told me today to expect a further announcement or some kind of clarification. I don't know if we'll get it or not. But if the investigation is about failure to investigate and failure to look into this domestic abuse allegation, then how can you – like, how can a university investigate a lack of investigation? You would assume there's failures all around. So for credibility's sake, the sake of finding the truth, and you're probably better off bringing in an independent. Now, that also raises the stakes that it might be harder for, that might not be good news for Urban Meyer. It might be. I don't know. We don't know what Urban Meyer is going to say is his reasons for this. We don't know what the university is going to say. We don't have a lot of answers other than, to kind of finalize this. We have a lot of information that came out from Brett McMurphy. And again, the questions that are raised are really difficult ones because you can't just sit there and say, oh, well, how does this work out? How would you explain your way out of this? Doesn't seem to be an obvious route where you just say, oh, I passed that up the line or I did this. They go, oh, okay, I get it. We don't see that. So if there's an explanation, it's not abundantly clear what it would be, and that's what we got to find out. And obviously, an independent investigation would do a better job of that than a school one.
Dan, I don't like doing this, but I'm going to ask you, if these allegations are true and this ends up costing Urban Meyer his job, and those are two big ifs because we really don't know right now, the impact on Ohio State University and the football program would be what?
In the short term, they're probably not going to be a college football playoff team this year. Usually that kind of tumult when programs lose their coach for whatever reason, right before a season, the team does not achieve as high. But this is Ohio State. They can get another coach and get a great coach. So in the long run, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all. When Jim Tressel, who won a national championship at Ohio State and did a great job running the program, was fired for lying to the NCAA. They had one down year with an interim coach, Luke Fickle, and then they hired Urban Meyer, and the program probably got even stronger. So, Ohio State is Ohio State. It's bigger than any one coach. Urban Meyer is a tremendous football coach. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three national titles and two other seasons that he coached undefeated. One at Ohio State when they're on probation and one at the University of Utah. They never got a chance to play in the BCS. So he's one of the best coaches in the country. You don't just snap your fingers and get a new one of him, but you could. And Ohio State's been good for a long time. So I don't really think it has a huge effect long term on Ohio State, but certainly in the short term. And certainly, if you're a Buckeye fan or you're the university, you didn't start the week saying, boy, I wonder how we would do, or maybe it'd be great if we could get rid of Urban Meyer. They want to keep him, but under these circumstances, can they?
Dan, gut feeling, what would you think would be the timetable for, us learning information about what happened, what didn't happen, for the investigation to, take place? Any idea on that?
I mean, I would think it would take a matter of weeks. If I was hired to run the investigation, I mean, I'd want to see all the phones. I'd want to interview a lot of people, things like that. So I would think a real investigation would take a little while, at least a couple weeks. We'll see, maybe longer. But this is not something that, they come back on Monday and say, yeah, we got no problems here. I'm not buying that investigation. I mean, it better be one heck of an explanation that we're not foreseeing. But I'd want to see all the different text messages. We've only had, some come out, anything going through Courtney Smith's phone. But what were the other people talking about? Are there emails? Are there conversations? There's a lot of people who work in that building. I mean, a football staff has got, dozens, scores of people in the building. Who knew what? This is a lengthy period of time. We're going back to 2015. There's just a lot to uncover. Unless Urban comes out and says, yeah, I never told, I knew, you know, just falls on the sword or something. I just think there's a lot to find out. So I would think at least a couple weeks or longer.
Dan, great job. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Yep, that's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. And, you know, again, the judgment that he was referring to, as he talked about, was why keep Zach Smith on the staff at Ohio State? And he talked about the loyalty. I mean, he was a walk-on at Bowling Green when Urban Meyer coached there, and he's been with him. And I think another important aspect is, you know, at Florida, Urban and his wife counseled Zach and his wife for a period of time. You know what? There's no easy answer right now unless Urban Meyer just comes out and says, yeah, I did know it. I erred, and this is what I knew. And but I'm with Dan. This thing could take several weeks. All right, when we come back, we have an open segment. Give us a call at 800-636-8686. And don't forget, top of hour number two, Eric Burns, as he is doing a triathlon across America. That's coming up at the start of hour number two. But right now, we have our latest sports update. Here's Andrew Bogish.
Sports Flash.
And Grant, that update's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. There is an NFL game tonight. Every week from now until the Super Bowl will have one. It's the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Ravens and the Bears. We should get a prolonged look at Baltimore rookie QB Lamar Jackson. Odell Beckham Jr. really wants to get a new contract. Talks with the Giants reportedly restarted earlier this week. The two sides apparently hope to have something in place by week one. Beckham in the final year of his rookie deal scheduled to make $8.5 million. Tiger Woods off to a good start at the Bridgestone in Akron, Ohio. He's 3-under through 10 holes, but he's 4 shots behind Kyle Stanley, minus 7 through 12 for him. Rory McIlroy is 2-under through 10. Jordan Spieth plus 3 through 12 holes. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas all have afternoon tee times. Mickelson and Tiger, meanwhile, reportedly scheduling their anticipated showdown for the Friday or Saturday of Thanksgiving in Vegas. The winner could get $10 million. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Brighter than you! NFL stories Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
From Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brett Napier on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, remember that Tiger returns to Firestone for the first time since 2014 and joins the world's best, including Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thompson, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth at the World Golf Championships Bridgestone Invitational this weekend on CBS. All right, you can give us a call at 800-636-8686, and we're going to get to Lafayette, Louisiana, and Angel. Angel, you're on the Jim Rome Show. Go right ahead, Angel.
Hi, yes. Okay, so you said there's no easy answer, but there is an easy answer. If he knew something, he should have said something. The reason things like this continue to happen is because people turn a blind eye. As long as the coach is winning, as long as they're bringing in money, as long as they're appeasing the donors, everything's just good as gravy. And it's not. It's ridiculous. People need to stop getting away with murder, or in this case, abuse. It's ridiculous. They need to make an example out of him so that people in the future think twice before they continue to let these things happen.
Angel, I agree with a lot of the things you just said. And you know what? You're 100% correct when you say there is an easy answer. And what you're alluding to is just tell the truth. My statement of there is no easy answer was in regards to right now on August 2nd, we don't really know what's true and what's not true. And the reason why I said there's no easy answer right now, I don't have an answer of what should happen to Urban Meyer because I don't know what's factual and what's not. And my point, Angel, is, can we at least wait until we get more facts? But I'm with you. Life would be a lot easier if everyone would just tell the truth. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen all the time.
Right. And you know, I mean, I don't care if Urban Meyer took down the Taliban. You know, if he turned a blind eye, he needs to go.
Okay, thanks for your feedback. Appreciate it. All right, let's get to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and that's where Scott is on the Jim Rome Show. Scott, you're on with Grant Napier. Go right ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my call, Grant. Appreciate it. Sure. I just had a quick little point about Khalil Mack and the contract situation, and then just wanted one quick point on Urban Meyer's situation as well. The biggest thing with these guys in holding out for contracts, yes, they're under contract for another year and things like that, but being a Packer fan, having seen Jordy Nelson a couple years back, you know, get a no-contact injury in training camp and have him out for the whole year, you know, all of a sudden, if that, God forbid, happened to Khalil Mack or whomever player it may be that's holding out, comes into training camp and that's what they expect from him, you know, that can potentially ruin the long-term security that they would get if they get the deal done. And it doesn't help when John Gruden signs a 10-year, $100 million contract as a coach when he hasn't been there and proven anything in, you know, over a decade. And then the second thing I wanted to say in regards to the Urban Meyer situation is that coaching staffs are built with either previous coaches that they've worked with who are usually good friends of theirs. And I'm not saying, you know, if he did know this, you know, it's obviously terrible. But if I look at it from my aspect, it would be hard to just go out into the media and essentially ruin one of your friends' livelihoods. So that's just my take. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, thanks for the call. First of all, as far as an injury on a practice field, you're absolutely correct. So what are we supposed to do? Sign NFL players to contracts and say, oh, by the way, when you're in the final year of your contract, you don't have to go to training camp? I mean, you can't have it that way. You can't have it both ways. You have a contract. You honor your contract. Is there a chance that he could get hurt? We've already seen 8 or 9 players go down this year with ACLs. You talked about Jordy Nelson. I mean, we talked about Teddy Bridgewater a couple of years ago, the quarterback of the Vikings, and that basically ended his career in Minnesota, and we don't know whether or not he's going to be able to bounce back or not. So I get your point, but you can't have it both ways. All right, you sign a contract, and in your contract it stipulates what you are required to do, and you're required to go to work when you have a contract. And Khalil Mack decided not to go to work, and the organization has said, hey, we'll talk, but you need to get in the camp. Come in the camp. I don't know why that is so hard. All right, we get to Los Angeles and Matt. Matt, you're on the Jim Rome Show with Grant Napier. Go ahead, Matt.
Napes with the Papes. How the hell are you,
What's happening,
friend?
Matt?
Hey, first off, Khalil is the Mac. My man's representing the Mac in Oakland harder than Max Julian and Richard Pryor back in the day. A top 5 NFL defender in his prime. Pay the man. However, I'm with you. He has to report to camp. He's got to run the OBJ route, not sniffing lines in a skank's hotel room, allegedly, but reporting to camp, being the best Raider he can be, and continuing to be the anchor, not only on the field, but in the locker room. The guy's a leader. So both sides need to come together right now like that old Beatles cut, man. But as far as your boy Wetzel and this whole debacle going on at the OSU, I mean, hey, they just got to come correct. If this guy is guilty of, you know, Jim has said it a million times, I'm sure you said it, the cover-up is worse than the actual thing. So if he's covering up for his dude, he's got to go, man. If not, then we'll see, and hopefully the truth comes out. That's all I got, Grant. War Dan Wetzel, Sporty News alum, unwore triple coilers that look like peanut butter.
From Los Angeles. Jim is right. The cover-up in almost every instance is worse than the actual act. Now, in this case, I don't know if I would go that far, because if these allegations are true, you know, you are dealing with a victim here. So I don't know if I would go that far, but Jim is spot on. I've said that many times myself. All right, David from Las Vegas. David.
How are you?
What's happening?
Greg. I'm sitting up here in the booth real quickly, and I got a point to make about the football players, and I want to ask you a question about the Sacramento Kings, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And can I take my answers on the air? Because I'd like to listen to what you got to say.
No problem.
About the contracts and football players, right? I have a contract. I'm a play-by-play announcer for the minor league system, right? I don't show up at work. I don't get paid. And if I have a tantrum or I don't want to work under contract, I have to pay for my replacement to come in and do my job. So all I'm saying is, you want big money, you show up for big money. You don't want the big money, stay home. Now, with the Sacramento Kings, can you tell us how the Kings are doing, sir, and what moves they are making? And I want to make a prediction. I think the Kings will be at number 8, and they'll make the playoffs this year. I just do. I think the Kings are that good.
All right.
And I thank you for taking my call, and I'll listen to you in the booth.
Thank you. Well, thank you. The first part, I agree. You're under contract. Get to work. You want a new deal? You got to show good faith on your part. Staying away and not showing up for work is not good faith. I get the fact that that's been part of the NFL for years and years, but we saw what happened with Donald Penn. And if you're Reggie McKenzie, if you didn't do it for Donald Penn, you can't do it for Khalil Mack. Because if you do it for Khalil Mack, you're sending a bad message, in my opinion, to the rest of your teammates. As far as the Kings, I think they're 1 year away. I love what they're doing. I was a huge proponent of them trading DeMarcus Cousins. I thought it was 3 years too late, but better late than never. The Kings hit the reset button. They have a very young nucleus. And when you're talking about young, you don't know for sure how De'Aaron Fox is going to be after his third season. You don't know how Marvin Bagley, who just turned 19, is going to be after his third season. The Kings have another player that probably would have been a top two or three pick a year ago had it not been for an ACL and Harry Giles. He looked great in preseason, but we don't know how he is going to be. And there are other young players. Buddy Hield developed very, very well last year. The Kings had a rookie from Europe, from Serbia, Bogdan Bogdanovic, who was second All-NBA rookie team. The Kings are, unfortunately, in the Western Conference, and because of their placement in the Western Conference, well, you got to play the Warriors 4 times. Now you got to play the Lakers 4 times. Phoenix is improved. We think Minnesota is going to be there again. You look at Denver. They didn't make the playoffs last year. I can't imagine not being in the playoffs this year. San Antonio's always in the playoffs. Dallas got better with DeAndre Jordan. Memphis with Mike Conley and Marc Gasol now healthy and back. This West is absolutely brutal. I think the Kings are 1 year away, but I think they are, James, are they're in the best place, in my opinion, that they've been in well over 10 years. So I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. If you want to call, 800-636-8686. That's 800-636-8686. And don't forget that coming up at the start of hour number two, fingers crossed that we get good cell reception, because Eric Burns is currently on a bike riding to Chicago. All right. Started the bike ride in Oakland, California, and is making his way to Chicago. And then Burnsy is going to run from Chicago to New York and end the race at Yankee Stadium. When I say race, I don't even know if it's a race. He's doing this to raise money. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine just sitting at home? Well, Burnsy does triathlons, and he's a physical fitness marvel. I mean, he really is. But could you imagine, you know, just sitting down and go like, all right, I want to raise some money. I'm really into helping out kids and try to change childhood obesity, and I want to try to get more activities in our schools. Now, how can I do that? Let's see. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to jump into the San Francisco Bay and swim 7 miles to Oakland. And then I'm going to get on a bike and I'm going to ride my bike to Chicago. And then I'm going to run to New York. Unbelievable. I just have so much respect for what Burnsy's doing. And he's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Got my fingers crossed that we have good cell reception for him. All right, let's get to Gainesville, Florida. And Larry. Larry, you're on with Grant Napier on the Jim Rome Show. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello, my name is Larry, and I'm a retired registered nurse in Florida, and was pointing out that it might be an interesting thing with regards to the Urban Meyer situation to be in touch with the Ohio State Board of Nursing.
Well, I don't know if she did or didn't. Urban? I don't know what she did or did not do. That's part of the investigation that's going
on.
They
should be investigating, because she is, by law, all registered nurses are, under obligation to report domestic abuse.
Okay, but we don't know whether she did or did not. We don't have that information available to us. That's why we will find all of these things out upon completion of the investigation. It doesn't do any good to speculate what she should have done because we don't know what she should have done. We don't know what she did do, and we don't know what she did not do. You know what I mean? We don't have the facts yet. So thanks, Larry. Appreciate the phone call. But again, we don't know, all right? We don't know. And that's why I started off the show today. Can we just wait? You know, I had Dan Wetzel on from Yahoo Sports, and we talked about the investigation that is taking place. Now, is Ohio State doing this investigation internally, or will there be an independent firm that comes in and does this investigation? And all I'm saying is we need to get all of the facts. And as I said, in this day and age, nothing is going to be kept secret. All right. We may not know today. We may not know tomorrow. But eventually, everyone is going to know all of the facts pertaining to these allegations. We're going to know who said what, when it was said, and everything else. And I'm okay to wait. You know, I'm okay to wait. It's easy to come on the radio and or you can go on TV or you can get on social media and you can say, well, this person should be fired and that person should be fired and this person knew that. How can you say that when you don't know? You can say, what if I asked Dan Wetzel that question? I said, if these allegations are true and if it's been proven that Urban Meyer knew of these issues with his coach and his now ex-wife, he should be culpable. And yes, that should maybe cost him his job. And then I said, if that were to occur, what's the impact on Ohio State? But I mean, can we wait? Let's just wait a couple of days, maybe weeks. And let the investigation take place. It's not going away. It's not like you're never going to hear about it again. So I'm like trying to take a step back here. You know, I don't want to call out and say this guy should be fired. You know, in this one of the great coaches in college football because of a report that surfaced yesterday. I'm willing to wait. All right. When we return, Eric Burns. I've known Burnsy for a long time. Former MLB player, you see him on the MLB Network, and if you follow him on social media, you're seeing him currently on his bike riding from California to Chicago. Fingers crossed that we get good cell reception for Burnsy. Coming up next, right here, the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network.